Rare reports of blindness among men using the impotence drug Viagra. The FDA still investigating. They say they don't have any evidence yet that the drug is to blame. This type of blindness can occur in men who are diabetic or who have heart disease, the same conditions that can cause impotence and thus lead to the use of Viagra. The FDA has 50 reports so far of blindness. Viagra has been taken by more than 23 million men worldwide. They are taking this seriously. On the website, Viagra manufacturer Pfizer states that the most common side effects of Viagra are headache, facial flushing, and upset stomach. Less common are bluish or blurred vision or being sensitive to light. These may occur, they say, for a short time. It's a big story. St. Louis County jury has awarded a teenager $8.5 million for injuries he said were linked to a polio vaccination 18 years ago. The lawsuit alleged that Cortez Strong contracted polio after he received an oral vaccine as an infant. Lawyers for Strong say he has limited use of his left arm and right hand. Strong sued the American Cyanamid Company, maker of the vaccine, and a doctor, his former pediatrician, in 1999. Jurors gave Strong the full $8.5 million that he asked for, $1.5 million for past pain and suffering, $2 million for future missed earnings, and $5 million for future pain. Strong, who currently works as a courtesy clerk, turned down $50,000 from a vaccine compensation fund in order to sue, according to one of his lawyers. Saudi Arabian King Fahad, who moved Saudi Arabia closer to the United States during his two-decade rule, was taken to a Riyadh hospital for medical tests. An Arab official, speaking on the condition that nobody uses his name because of the sensitivity of the situation, said the government has put the kingdom on a state of high alert and canceled all military leaves. Other officials confirmed the alert among security forces and said upcoming government meetings with foreign dignitaries would be canceled. Fahad, who rose to the throne in 1982, has been ruling in name only since he suffered a stroke in 1995. The stroke left him with a short-term memory loss and an inability to concentrate for long stretches. His half-brother, Crown Prince Abdullah, has been the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia since then. If he dies, Abdullah is expected to take over. Fahad, who is believed to be 82, is the son of the founder of modern Saudi Arabia, King Abdulaziz. Chechen rebel field commander Shamil Basayev has claimed responsibility for that power cut that caused major disruption in Moscow on Wednesday. A statement on a website links with the rebels says that his men had attacked an electricity substation. The cut paralyzed public transport and left thousands without power. They say that their sabotage groups have delivered a sensitive blow on one of the most important systems of ability to live in the Russian Empire. He criticized the lies from Russian authorities that the power cut was due to technical problems, so he's taken responsibility for that. Allowing airline passengers to use personal cell phones during flights could help potential hijackers coordinate an attack or trigger a bomb smuggled on board, according to U.S. security officials. The U.S. Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI late on Thursday outlined potential dangers associated with allowing cell phone use during plane flights. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into this. They will make any approvals, but they are looking at the safety issues first. Researchers, by the way, have finally decided how late is late. They say it's 10 minutes and 17 seconds. That's the lateness threshold at which people apparently feel it is necessary to telephone and admit that they're going to be late. Prophet Yahweh is his name, claims that he is blessed with the ancient art of summoning up UFOs and spaceships on demand. Now, there is a difference between UFOs and spaceships. UFOs are usually small flying objects, glowing orbs, metallic spheres, satellite-type flying machines. Their flight patterns suggest that they are not of this world. Spaceships are large futuristic vehicles that are clearly designed to carry passengers that you see in the movies, for example. Since 1979, more than 1,500 UFOs or spaceships have appeared on Prophet Yahweh's signal before witnesses. Interesting story, huh? And during this time, he was performing his summons privately with only those close to him as witnesses. Starting June 1st until July 15th, for about 45 days, the prophet is going public by opening up to the news media. Now, I want you to hear a very short clip taken from Channel 13 in Las Vegas. They had an opportunity to talk with Prophet Yahweh. And also, if you go to the coasttocoastam.com website, take a look at the feature article. There's some still photos from this Channel 13 video. It's remarkable. Prophet Yahweh summon something. You take a look at it, but listen to this clip.
All right, guys, just listen up here. This guy says the Old Testament, written in Hebrew, taught him how to summon UFOs. All right, he says he can also do this on command, and he adds he's been doing it for 25 years, keeping all of it secret until now.
These beings are here. They are here. They're just sitting right up there.
We met up with Prophet Yahweh, seer of Yahweh, at Doolittle Park off Lake Mead. We picked the day, we picked the time, and we picked the location.
Everyone's going to think you're absolutely nuts.
Well, I thought I was absolutely nuts.
Until he says he saw UFOs. Over the years, 1,500 of them.
Can we make it 1,501 today? What do you think?
I'll try it.
He says the voice in his head told him to go public now. So we took him up on his offer, and we scanned the skies. Nothing but a few clouds. When the prophet started praying for a sighting, I wasn't exactly convinced.
I pray, oh Yahweh, that you send a sighting so that they know that I am not mentally ill. I am not a false prophet like those who seek to kill me say I am.
I see something great up.
Oh, brother, look here. There it is.
You can barely see it, a white speck. Then another sighting.
There it is. I got it.
Photojournalist Jonathan Hawkins locks in on it. Let's take a closer look here. It's an orange sphere that appeared out of nowhere. I call the boss with an unexpected change in my story.
I can see it clear as day. In fact, it's bright.
I can't see it.
It's moving pretty fast.
It's going to Nellis Air Force Base. It wants to be seen.
We called Nellis to see what these things might be. Guess what? They didn't call us back. But this thing started coming back toward us.
Yeah. It's coming toward us now, I think.
What?
See, it's coming up toward us.
Whoa, man! Oh, hallelujah!
Then, a few seconds later, it disappeared.
It's going back up in space.
Prophet Yahweh isn't concerned. He says it'll be back.
And I'm still not quite sure what those things were. Now, if I didn't see this for myself, I probably would have just laughed this whole thing off. Prophet Yahweh says, though, this is just the beginning. He says we're going to see a lot more of these things starting next week. And he says one will come down low enough for all of Las Vegas to see. Mike Delostrito, Channel 13 Action News.
So isn't that something? So in a moment, a discussion with Prophet Yahweh on Coast to Coast AM. By the way, Eddie Albert, dead tonight, 99 years old, dying of pneumonia. Eddie, of course, best known as his portrayal as the befuddled city slicker turned farmer in television's Green Acres. He's a great, great person. Eddie Albert, dead at the age of 99 tonight. At birth, Prophet Yahweh was named Ramon Watkins. He was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and briefly attended Tuskegee Institute on a basketball scholarship, then later accepted a football scholarship at Southern Illinois University, not too far from me here, in Carbondale, Illinois. It was at SIU that Prophet Yahweh joined the ministry. Prophet Yahweh's first radio ministry was conducted at a radio station in Atlanta. That was in 1978. And in 1981, he started his first cable television show. 1996, he began airing a UFO cable TV show in Los Angeles. After the prophet had a dream, which was in 1999, instructing him to move to Las Vegas, he did so, left Los Angeles, and relocated in Vegas. It was on August 1st of 1999 that Prophet Yahweh began his cable television show in Las Vegas called Prophet Yahweh, Ufologist. In addition to his charitable works, he claims to have discovered the lost ancient art of summoning UFOs and spaceships on demand. And over the past couple days, I was getting a lot of emails from you, so I decided to check in to Prophet Yahweh, and we've got him as a guest this hour on Coast to Ghost. Hello, Prophet. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good to have you. Good to have you with us, Prophet.
Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit. How did you become a prophet? I mean, you were Ramon Watkins, and then you became a prophet. What happened?
Well, I was walking down Wilshire Boulevard. Well, let me say this here. Ever since I was a little child, I've been hearing this voice, and I was walking down Wilshire Boulevard, and I heard Prophet Yahweh. It was real soft, Prophet Yahweh. You know, and it told me to change my name to Prophet Yahweh. I said, no way, because you got, you know, these cult figures around here, you know, with the name Yahweh. And I said, I'm not doing that. People think I'm patterning myself after them. And took about 2 years, and then it dawned on me that they wanted this done, you know, and it means prophet of Yahweh. And I changed my name, and my life went straight into the pit.
Straight into the pit?
With acceleration.
Well, how did you pull yourself out of it?
I just realized that if this voice cared enough about me to tell me to change my name, it should mean everything to me to change my name and not care what anybody think about it.
Now, I got to tell you, when I heard this story that for around 45 days, starting on June 1st, that you were going to call down UFOs and spaceships for the media to film and photograph, I thought maybe you were pulling our leg. I thought maybe you were nuts. I thought we were nuts. But then all of a sudden, I saw this Channel 13 video from Las Vegas, and they were in shock. You summoned something. I want you to tell us what happened out there.
Well, I got a call from ABC 13 and asking me to, you know, for an interview. I knew what was up. And I said, okay. And I said, where? And they picked the place. They picked the time. And I think I had about a half-hour window, so that was good because I knew then they couldn't say that I had my friend somewhere letting up balloons. And we met them there, and we walked out into the middle of the park, and I said, first of all, the way I start my summons office was to scan to see if anything is being let up in the sky. So we, the TV people and all of us, we looked, and we looked very well. Nothing going up, you know. And I said, now, is there anything already in the sky? They looked. Everybody looked all directions, and there was nothing. And I told them that what we're going to see is going to come down from heaven, down from space, and let us film it, and it's going to go back up. And I said, if somebody's hoaxing something, what you'll see is something going up towards, you know, the heavens.
Since 1979, you have apparently called in 1,500 UFOs and spaceships. How did this first start? I mean, how did you get the feeling, hey, I can summon UFOs, spacecraft, they'll come down? Something happened.
I was teaching a Bible study in Seattle, and the topic for that week was, were UFOs and spaceships in the Bible? The Bible does not say UFO or spaceships. But it describes heavenly chariots, clouds of heaven, you know, horses of fire and chariots of fire that would descend, and angelic beings would get out and talk to people, like especially in Numbers, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 10, or 2 Kings, 2nd chapter 11. You know, these horses of fire and chariots of fire took Elijah up into heaven off the earth. And so I said, as I began to research this, I saw that there was a method and principles and rules that would guarantee the success of these things appearing or these ships landing, because some of the prophets seemed to have the ability to call for the angels in desperate times or whatever, and these beings would come. And I said, well, what is the formula they use? I discovered it, and I said, well, let me go outside. If it worked for them, maybe it'll work for me. And the first time I went out there, bingo, there it was. First UFO I ever saw, and it went out there again and again and again. And after about 200 times,
they keep showing up.
They kept showing up.
Do you know, Prophet, where they are coming from, what planet they might be originating from, or what dimension? Maybe another universe. I don't know.
Well, all I heard was that they were in the same galaxy, you know, but they were not in our solar system. And as far as space-time is concerned, it's not far away. And they always show me, well, I've had a number of visions of what it's like there, you know, on the planets where they're at. And
so these are physical craft, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about things that if we had another 2,000 or 3,000 years, we would probably fly in.
Well, I got to tell you, again, you know, we hear so many things. A few years ago, Art Bell had the amazing Kreskin on the program, and he said that he was going to summon up a UFO, and it never occurred, and Art bounced him off the program, and off he went. And I was saying to myself, okay, I'm going to put the prophet on. It's probably the same thing. But then when I, again, saw that video from a bona fide news station, the one in Las Vegas, Channel 13, and saw the same pictures that everybody else has seen now, I stopped a little bit and said, now this is a strange one. How do you communicate with these craft?
Well, from the beginning, of me trying to find out the rules for engaging, all of a sudden, this strange thought voice came over me, and it came over me as I began to realize that one of the great secrets towards summoning is that a person has to be sin-free according to the laws of Yahweh, and Yahweh is the name of the great king who lives on the central planet. And so I began to realize that, the great secret to summoning is that you have to be moral, upright. And I mean, one lie, just knowingly telling a lie, period, would cause you not to see them for maybe years. You know, they want you to live perfect according to the law of their king, which is kept on all inhabited worlds. And as this dawned on me, and I realized when I was, you know, getting myself into, this soft, still thought voice started talking to me. I guess upon the realization of this, I gained entry. Well, not entry, but consideration or for development.
Have they ever taken you on a trip?
No,
that has not happened.
That has not happened.
Would
They've
you go?
Only let me see the magnificent spaceships, the various forms of UFOs.
What's the closest a spaceship, Prophet, has come to you where you've seen it, or do you just see it up there in the sky like everyone else?
Well, I was on the internet about 2 years ago, and I announced that I had been hearing that a spaceship was going to appear over my home, and I said I wasn't going to eat until the spaceship appeared, because I believe it, because every time I hear it, like I hear it, I know it's true. It's proven itself over and over again. And this gigantic ship, one day we was out and I summoned, this gigantic ship came about maybe 10 or 15 telephone poles off the ground and flew over the house. It had come all the way across Las Vegas, over our house, and went toward the mountain ridge and out into the state of Nevada. And it was just about 10 or 15 telephone poles off the ground, but it seemed to be about five times bigger than any plane that I've ever seen us build. And there was not a single breeze caused by it, and it was just perfectly quiet. And that's the first time that I have ever experienced mass mind lock.
Now, why have you decided now to bring the media in on this when you're going to do this in June through the middle of July? How come?
Well, ABC called me, and I said, okay, why not? You know, this is an opportunity here. Maybe Yahweh will allow his angels to, release their UFOs out of the ship and come down and perform their exploit before going back up to the ship.
Okay, well, stay with us. We're going to take this quick break. Prophet Yahweh will be right back with you. Now, Prophet, is this event going to occur over Las Vegas, or will it occur all around the country?
eventually all around the country, initially over to Las Vegas. Mr. Norrie, I'd like to give a shout-out to my baby brother.
Sure, absolutely.
His name is Benjamin. He's the most beautiful human being on the planet. Then there's the ufologist, Orion. I mean, he introduced me to ufology. I was summoning spaceships and UFOs, and I didn't know anything about ufology. Then there's Strider, a beautiful person, and Paul, MUFON LA, Mr. Bill Casey, Brother Bruce, Sister Norma, Troy, Tanya, and my new friends, Furman and Cisco. But yes, this is going to happen between June the 1st and July 15th.
Will it be every day, Prophet? Every day or just in that period?
Well, every single day that it's fairly calm and with clear skies, we'll be going out morning, afternoon, evening, 12 midnight with our cameras, filming and donating all the footage to the media as bait to try to hook them into coming. But I can't say what day the actual spaceship is going to descend, but it is going to be a big ship. It's going to be sitting up in the atmosphere. I can't say how high. It looks somewhat golden, something about the dome. But it's going to sit there for a day and a half, almost 2 days. And I'm trying to use what's happening with me in the media to get to the top man at, Nellis Air Force Base cause to deliver one message and just tell him, don't shoot. And it's just that simple, don't shoot. And explain to them why. I might be able to get in to see them if I can get a couple of more TV stations to film what's going on, you know.
All right, let's go to some phone calls. First-time caller line, welcome to the program. You're on with the Prophet on
George.
Coast to Coast. Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Paul. Hey, Prophet, what's up, man? It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
What's up?
Oh, man, bless you, man. How you feel?
Good, good. It's great to hear you on here, man. We've been trying to get Prophet on art for a long time, so it's great to be on, man. I've listened to you a long time, George.
Well, thanks, Paul. What's up?
So I actually met Prophet in like 97 when I was living in Los Angeles down in Venice. Strider, who we just mentioned, was working at a place called UFO Central Home Video. Prophet called there, said, hey, I can summon UFOs. I'll send you guys some videotapes. So he sent some videotape. We watched them. We were like, well, we got to go out with this guy. So we met up with him, went out to Will Rogers State Park. You familiar with that park?
Sure, sure. I have not been there, but I know about it.
Huge park in Los Angeles for you people that don't know. So we go to this park, and he summons. And through the course of, I guess it was like 5 hours, huh, Prophet? But it seemed like two. Something really weird happened with the time also there. But anyway, so much stuff came out, so many different kinds of ships, orbs, stuff to the point where people were throwing their children in their strollers, running back to their cars, screaming, those are birds! Those are birds! I'm not even kidding. So,
hey, Paul, what about the metallic ball that came when I started crying that time?
Right. Oh, you want to talk about that one? Okay. Well, there was a time when, because I went out with Prophet a lot, and he would summon, and different things would come out, and it was just, I was getting used to it. I mean, after I saw that first plethora, and it changed, like, crushed me, I sat around, and my mind tried to convince me it wasn't real, but after I got over it and kept going out with him and kept seeing him over and over and over again, I went out with Prophet one time, and he did a summoning, and nothing came out. And he started getting kind of upset, and I was like, we're walking around, and Prophet's like, why wouldn't they come out? Why wouldn't they come out? Starts getting really upset, really upset. So we sit down on a bench, and Prophet's looking up at the sky, and he goes, man, I just don't know why they wouldn't come out. And I turn to him, and right as a tear starts to hit his eye, I touch him on the shoulder, I go, it's all right, Prophet, man. You've already shown me so much. Like, I don't doubt anything you're saying. And right at that very moment, this thing that all I can say is it looked like a lightning, it was the shape like a lightning bolt, came shooting. I mean, this is broad daylight, like, all the sightings that I had with Prophet were daylight. Like, you have to understand, this is blue skies, there's no mistaking what you're looking at.
That's remarkable all by itself.
Yes, extremely. So this thing appears at this pinnacle emotional point. It was as though it was seeing what I was going to do, like how I was going to react, my attitude towards the whole thing. So right at that moment when I said, Prophet, man, you've already shown me so much, it was cool. This thing showed up, and Prophet jumps up, look, it came, and it was this thing I could say was shaped like a lightning rod and was doing loops with these little orbs spinning around it. And so that was a big one, because it really showed the deeper connection than just going out and seeing a UFO. It was like they were there, like,
Paul, let me ask you this.
Going down.
Before you saw this, before you were a witness to some of these UFOs, what did you think? Did you think, oh, here we go?
Well, I got to say, I've I got interested in it when I first met Strider in Los Angeles. It was interesting the way we met synchronicity-wise. So anyway, I just start getting involved and meeting people and talking and going to MUFON meetings. And I was like the kind of person in the beginning. I was like, all right, I want to see documents. I want to see military documents. I want to see NASA. I want to see footage. I want to see astronauts talking about it. And I researched it, and I found every last thing I was looking for. So anybody that's out there that's saying it's not there, you just haven't taken the time to look. Believe me, it's all there. So you go, you look. I got to the point where I was like, okay, now all I really need to do is see something. So then we meet Prophet, and after I met him, I had some sightings on my own. I began looking at the sky more, and it's just something's going on. But I was at the point where I was convinced that something was going on from all the documentation, all the research that I'd looked at, all the military, all the, you know, everything that's out there.
Sure.
And,
that, right,
and then it was just the point where I had to see something, and then it was, and then still after I saw them, and it was, I mean, we pulled out of the car, and there was an orange orb floating over the car, hovering over our car like a basketball. So after that, my mind tried to convince me it wasn't real. It's amazing what your mind does, and you talk to people, which is a big mistake, and they're trying to tell you you're crazy, and then just stuff. So yeah.
Did have some people, and thanks for your call, Paul. Some people, Prophet, think that maybe you do mass hypnosis or something? Have they ever accused you of that?
Well, the people that's trying to that want to kill me now, they accuse me of that. They accuse me of being the world's greatest blasphemer. You know, every time I turn around, you know, they want me dead. But that's okay. You know, I can't be bothered by all this. I have to move forward, and I'm having a problem with the media here in Las Vegas because, see, their skills are not geared toward UFOs. Like today, I was out with Channel 13. A beautiful black ball came, and it was up there, you know, and with our digital cameras, we would have just easily went up there. You know, we got almost 900X, but we didn't bring them out of respect for them. We said, let them film them, let them have the footage.
Yeah.
And they had this big camera, and this big heavy thing, something out of maybe about 20 years ago, they just couldn't. They didn't know how to set it to infinity. They didn't know how to go up. Their skills are for a whole new different type of photographer.
Well, they did a pretty good job on that initial interview that they did with you, because I got to tell you, it is remarkable to see a couple of those, whatever they might be up there.
Well, it's really history was made. History was made yesterday, and that was the first time anybody had ever successfully summoned on cue, on demand, UFOs that I know of, you may know of.
Witnessed by a television crew, an authentic, real television crew. These weren't actors. These were real people. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on the air with the Prophet on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Stephanie. And I have a question for Prophet Yao.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to know if he's using any type of meditation to communicate with them, and does he get any communication back?
Okay. Meditation, do you do that, and do you get signals back from the craft, Prophet?
Yes. The type of meditation I do is the kind described in the ancient Hebrew where you meditate on Yahweh's law. You see, my success at this, the success rate is because I meditate. I love Yahweh. I love His law. I imagine them having come in and taken over this planet and brought this whole world under the Yahweh and order, right along with the rest of the Yahweh and Federation of planets. You know, but it's a different type of meditation, you know, but it's very similar. And the more I focus on His law, the more I focus on the King, the great King on the other planet, you know, this thing just, I get feedback, I get insights, I get visions, you know, but as soon as I start slipping, I'll stop giving him the attention he needs, I start failing.
Prophet, why summon them anyway? What's the purpose for that?
Well, also let me say this here. I don't have any power, Mr. Norrie, to tell you the truth. I have a relationship. A lot of people think I'm trying to promote myself up as having some kind of a gift that nobody has. I've yet to find somebody who got a camera and diligently went out to parks or whatever and did sky gazing who didn't eventually film a sight. And just like Paul said, him and Strider, I mean, like, you know, witness how I do it. They incorporated their own methods, and they would. Well, I know it. They sent me In fact, you ought to have them to email you copies of their crap.
Sure, we'll do.
You know, but like, and sometimes some people, because I teach this, and also they film sightings much greater than me, and I'm going like, wow, what I do? Why is this person is filming this better than me? But it's just that my success rate seems to be better than most people, and it may be somebody else out there, but I don't know, you know. But like, why summon? Because that's what they want. They are, as you all know, have been trying to gently wake up humanity to their presence, and without causing just a full-scale alert, and without creating a bunch of religions and cults in the process, you know, because every time they start showing up, there go another religion, there go another cult. You know, whoever sees it, all of a sudden he's the high priest. And whatever belief system a person has when he sees the sighting, he automatically relates to that his belief system is the reason why it's there, and it's not. It's just that they're just over us everywhere, amongst all belief systems, all people, everything, making their presence known, you know. And so they want it done, and so I say, well, use me.
Do you have any psychic abilities, Prophet, or is it strictly these UFOs we're dealing with?
Well, that's a byproduct. I've never known a person who did not submit their will and their soul to the great king who lives on another planet named Yahweh and start keeping his laws, that did not develop get a blessing back in the sense of being psychic. I've never known that. If they genuinely sought after these beings, falling in love with them, trying to figure out how to make these beings fall in love with you, that didn't get spiritual gifts. And I've got them. A lot of people can testify of it, you know, but like, as for me, you know, like they just got me just calling down sightings, but I got to figure out the way how to deal with the media over here in Las Vegas, because the cameras they use,
let me tell you this. After you're heard on this program tonight, going out to anywhere between 5 and 10 million people all around this country, you have no idea how far you're going. You're on 500 radio stations right now.
What?
Absolutely. You think you could summon up UFOs? You can't believe how many people we're summoning up right now. I'm telling you that if you are successful again on June 1st or right around there, you're going to get some heavyweight network television crews out there. I guarantee you they're going to come out.
Well, I can say this here. Starting June 1st, regardless of what happens between me and the media here. By the way, NBC3 did a story on me, and it was a no-show, you know, I thought that they were going to go back and slam me and treat me like Fox 10 did in Arizona and the Strange Universe did nationally. And, man, they gave me – I mean, that was the first time I ever saw a television station deal righteously by me, you know.
I didn't tell you. I like you. There's something genuine about you. You know, again, I'm basing what I saw from that ABC 13 video, and it worked in this case. But there's something sincere about you. I'm you know, can't put my finger on it yet, Prophet, but there's something there. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Howdy.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
Ventura, California.
All right, go ahead.
Well, this is a great program. I'm really enjoying it. It's totally fascinating. My question is it the Prophet says you have to be without sin to be able to summon these. But it seems to me that his whole desire to be not known as a false prophet and media attention seems to be about pride. I'm just wondering, isn't pride a sin? And is this or is this not about pride for him?
Interesting question.
Yes, I can understand that a lot of people think that, but it's not pride. I'm being told what to do. You know, if I had my way, man, I would be a lot better off in life than what I am. You know, I'm trying to follow the directions of a voice, a soft, still voice in my head. It's telling me what to do. I haven't taken the initiative to do anything. I've been trying to find ways out of this for years, and I just can't get out.
You're in it up to your neck now, Prophet. You know that. You can't pull out now. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Yes, welcome.
Hello. I have a question followed by a request for Prophet Yahweh, if that's okay.
Well, let's go. Let's see if time permits. Go ahead.
Okay. Prophet Yahweh, this is Preacher Dallas from Oklahoma. How you doing?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I was wondering, did the voice in your head ever tell you if one of the UFOs were going to land and so we could question the beings? That's the question.
Yes, it did. The beings are not in the UFOs. The UFOs are the little small remote controlled objects, but they're going to land in the ships. Now, what I'm seeing now from them is that ABC 13 filming the orb and the other day, that signaled the beginning of their full scale intervention. It'll never be a moment without full scale intervention going on between them and the media, and it's going to culminate in what's called the descent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going over Las Vegas. A spaceship is going to descend sometime between June 1st, June 15th. I can't say exactly what day. Now, after the period of the descent, then they're going to start what's called the period of public landings. When they land, get out, go to the podium, and tell the nations of the earth what they want them to do.
Wow. Now, can I make my request, George?
Sure. Go ahead, sir.
Prophet Yahweh, could you make one of those UFOs appear over my house so I could see it?
Well, I look forward to the day when they bless me enough to be able to call up, orchestrate multiple sightings in different parts of the country or different countries from a central location live over the Internet, maybe. But I believe I can do it, but right now I'm just trying to get this thing so that, the media is in. I don't know how to get them, but I can tell you one thing, with them or without them, they're going to be brought into this thing by these beings one way or the other, but most media, see, to them it's a job. I need to be monitored. I need somebody that's going to monitor this thing that's happening with me.
Oh, and we're going to do this. We're going to do this with you, Prophet, all around the country. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Beginning June 1st, I might want to do some periodic updates with you so you can update us on what's going on. We'll also check in with some of these television stations in Las Vegas. And if these start showing up again, like I saw on the video from ABC 13 that's on the coasttocoastam.com website, I'm going to let the entire world know what you're doing, one way or another. Is that fair? One way or another, whether you bring them in or not, we're going to let everybody know. Is that a deal?
Yeah, and I can send you all the sightings that we film over here for you to post, because, see, every sighting I film, I automatically put it to the public domain. From the moment it hit my camera, it belongs to the world, because I'm sick and tired of these ufologists, acting like they got some kind of secret way of doing something to catch sightings, as if these beings don't know that they're filming, and they're trying to get rich off of this. Man, these sightings are too big for any one person. This is a worldwide thing. These sightings belong to the world. My job is to open up my channel wide so these beings can reveal themselves to the masses in the greatest possible way. And charging all kinds of money and stuff restricts this, but if I give the footage away, it'll be all over this planet overnight.
All right, Prophet, we're going to be in touch with you over the next week or so. Let's see what happens. Thanks for being on the show.